there, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we are talking about Disco Elysium. Well, this is our first week talking about Disco Elysium of, like, seven. So, welcome to our Disco Elysium two-month chat. So, for those listening, we always have, well, I think I usually start with, like, what, like, giving you a little summary of the game. So, Disco Elysium was released back in October of 2019, developed by ZA/UM, however you want to say that. Available on PS4, Switch, PS5 in March, Xbox One, Mac, PC, and also the new Xbox sometime. Maybe in March too. I don't know. Whenever it's being released. Are they both? Oh no, they're both released. They're both out, right? Is the new Xbox?
For the new ones, yeah. I don't know.
I think the Xbox and Switch version aren't coming out till like this summer, I think.
But I mean, the consoles are. I mean, I know PS5's out, but the new Xbox is out too. Correct?
Yes, they came out the same week.
Okay, I figured. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I was just making sure. So a little summary of Disco Elysium. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill system at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders, or take bribes. Become a hero or an absolute disaster of a human being. So for those listening, we always have intros and an intro question so that you can kind of get a feel for who you're listening to and get a feel for their life and their thoughts and their opinions. And our intro questions always have to do with the games that we're discussing. This week, our intro question slash kind of situation is, you wake up with no memory of the last few years. What do you do first? Starting at the top.
This is Franco, or am I Franco? I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, that's a great scenario, because I'm going to say that, assuming that you forget all your user IDs and passwords along with all that, because my first reaction is, oh, I'll just go to my phone and check out, you know. Wrong. Don't remember anything.
Well, right? I mean, but your phone would probably still be like accessible, unless you had like, unless you only enter. I have an Apple phone, so it's like I guess it depends on like how you can get into your phone. If it's, is it locked? Is it locked with numbers, or is it locked with like a, you know, your thumbprint or your face?
Fingerprint, but that works that works about 75% of the time. Sometimes I use my fingerprint and it'll still ask me for my PIN.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
so that's a 50-50 chance. But if that worked, yes, I would go into several social apps and figure out the
Jonathan, you're vibrating.
take it easy, and try to figure it out from there. If not, I just had a thought. Well, since I'm in this state, I would check, secondly, either mail or my medicine cabinet, check my prescriptions. That'll tell me who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So your first thing is like checking for identity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. All right. I would say next.
I'll go, and I guess we can come back.
Okay.
Jonathan, in case he has stuff.
Oh
no, if you're ready, go. Go.
Sorry, I got a phone call. So no memory past few years. Well, because my life's not exciting, it wouldn't be. It would probably take me a little bit to realize things were different.
Right.
That's how exciting my life is. No, probably first thing in reality, first thing I'd probably do is I'd like, oh, let me go to the movies. Let me go, you know, let me go outside. Let me drive somewhere. They'd be like, things feel off. Why is everyone wearing a mask? Why is the theaters closed?
This is true.
Why is everyone avoiding me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Certainly a bad time for that to happen.
That's the cheap current day answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I guess it would ultimately depend where I wake up with no memory. Like, am I still at home?
True.
Or, because.
Sure. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty boring.
I guess wherever the last, maybe you went to sleep or.
Well, then,
in a bed.
I think I've moved my bed in the past few years, so I'd be like, why is my room different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd be like, what is with all these Funko Pops? I only own two of these. Now there's hundreds of them.
They're like rabbits.
Yeah.
All right. And like,
I missed the greatest two Star Wars films come out? What? I'm sure everyone loved them.
No, man, we're getting into some rough territory. Nice. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you so much. Next.
Hey, this is Madeline. So in the last few years, I moved several states away. So I would be pretty weirded out.
Yeah.
I would probably do one of the first things that I do in video games is try and like find the edges of the map for whatever area that I was in. Yes. So I would probably like whatever building I wake up in, I would like make a point to visit every room and figure out what I could do in those rooms or not do in those rooms. And that would give me a little bit more information about like where I was and what was going on and what I was supposed to be doing, I guess.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you. Next.
Hi, this is Kevin. If I woke up with no memory in the past few years, I guess I'd probably try to get into my phone, if I had a phone, to like,
mm-hmm.
I guess, see what the hell I've been up to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good plan. Next.
This is Chris. It's hard to answer this question because if you have no memory of who you are, how do you know how you would react?
Well, the question was just you wake up with no memory of the past few years. That was the question.
That's the original post. Yes.
So,
because if it was just the past few years, then it was.
What would 2015 Chris say?
I would just check my phone and yeah.
Do you probably keep
go to the office and wonder why no one's there?
Do you keep your phone locked?
I have a fingerprint reader.
Let's hope no one burned your fingerprints off.
But then I also...
What?
It happens, okay?
The PIN code that I use is something that is... I don't want to say too much, but
no.
Something that
sure,
I,
you don't,
I would know...
Your PIN code.
I would know what my PIN code would be from 2000...
Okay.
What, 2 years ago from 2015?
15. We said 15.
Oh, 15.
Is what Jonathan asked you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, look at this. Fingerprints change over the course of a person's life. I'm Steph. If I woke up with no memory the last few years, what would I do first? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess, if I want to be boring, not boring, but it's already been said that check your phone, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Maybe try to find, like, I guess I would try to find, like, no. I mean, if I didn't have any memories of the past few years, but I remembered stuff before that, I'd probably be like Jonathan and just think that, I mean, I would just think you would think it's just another day, except 8, 10 years, you know, however many years ago it was. Like, okay, yeah, like, here I am. Let's see. Yeah, my room definitely would have looked different. So I would be like, what's happened here? And then, yeah, I'd probably just go about my day and then somehow at some point realize that things aren't the same. Things are different. Obama's not president. You know, things have gotten weird. So, yeah. So I guess I don't know. Probably just eat breakfast. I don't know. I'd probably be hungry.
Very rational.
I'm guessing that I would probably want to eat something and then just slowly come to the realization of like, wait, it's not 2015? So, yeah. Oof. Does that mean I get to do 2015 on over again?
Well, okay, wait.
Ooh, that would be nice.
I said the 2015 thing, but if it's February 2015, I would be very confused because I'd be like, why am I not in Atlanta at college?
Oh, true. Onto what we're actually talking about, Disco Elysium. For those listening, and we did this like last week too, and for a couple other things this year, So Disco Elysium is very like you go at your own like pace. Like there might be like a framework of things that you have to do, but it's different with things that you choose. It's different with you can take as long as you want, like just exploring, or you can just go after like your main story, you know, your main story points. There's a lot of let's just say that you could either spend 4 hours, which is what I told them to play, what we all played this week and for the next few weeks. You can either spend your 4 hours like taking care of like your journal entries and getting stuff done, or like just meandering about and still having a good time. Mm-hmm. And the game still be fascinating. So we're not going over exact story points, but we're just going to just have a round table discussion when we'll start with like talking about mechanics. Then let's talk about, you know, I'm sure like the art style and the music will be fit in there somewhere. It usually slips in there before we get to it or at some point. And then we'll just talk about, hey, this is what we got into. Wasn't this interesting? Did you see this? So just to give you a heads up, it's a very loose forum today. So. Starting with mechanics of this game, how are y'all feeling? Do you like the mechanics? What system did you play it on, since it's available on so many? And, you know, did you like the mechanics? Were there any that frustrated you? Were there any that you really, really enjoyed?
Played PC. On PC. I wish if you would call it a hitbox or something like that. But it's a little confusing whether or not you go if your cursor saying go there or pick up something. And I don't know if there's a fine line in between that when you're moving mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. It took me a little bit, maybe half hour, 45 minutes, I think, to realize the right click, you could highlight everything you could interact with. So.
Oh, I just pressed tab.
Oh, okay. That too.
Yeah, if you press and hold tab, it highlights everything you can interact with.
Nice. Yeah.
Although right click sounds easier because that's one thing not something that I was going to complain about because it's whatever, but like it's hard to like hold tab and then like press AWD at, you know, walking commands at the same time. It's a lot of finger gymnastics that, you know.
Yeah, I'm just using the mouse to move. I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, that's
go here,
I always pointed it and clicked. I guess because for me, the because it was an isometric view kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
like my brain like tapped into my databases of all the years playing like Age of Empires and like, you know, real time like mm-hmm. strategy kind of games. And so like my main frustration was like it didn't have like a free camera to like move around the map. Like it was stuck on the protagonist. And so I'm like, no, I wanna stay over there and then tell him to go over there. But now I gotta point and click a bunch of times until I get around the screen. I don't blame the game for that. That's me. But
go ahead.
I found myself zooming out every like a lot because every time you entered a new area and stuff, like the camera would automatically go back to like the standard zoom in. And so mm-hmm. I zoomed out a lot because I'd like to see like the whole picture that was really the only thing I thought about playing.
Did anybody I know I did just a general question, did you go with a pre-canned character or did you set up your own?
I did both, but in total I've played like 6 hours, so that doesn't really count.
I choose one of the archetypes because I figured I've heard this game is wacky and I don't know anything about like the mechanics of this game. So I'm like, I better just pick one of the built archetypes. Although I realized I picked Thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was like, let me pick something I don't normally play as. Cause like knowing me, I would normally play sensitive. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. I want to be Thinker. I want to be smart. And yet I realized in my 6 hours of playing, because I didn't realize I was playing 6 hours. I thought I was like, I think I played 4 hours. Oh, 6 hours. That even as a Thinker, most of my answers are all like sensitive kind of like RP. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be smart, not he doesn't have the stats to be all lovey-dovey. I'm gonna die.
yeah, exactly. So most of my time for my 6 hours so far I spent as Thinker archetype. And the cool thing about Thinker is if you like getting little factoids about the world and learning a ton about all the little mm-hmm. minutiae around you, mm-hmm. Thinker is the great archetype for you because you can just like follow rabbit holes forever and ever, amen. And after about two clicks through, the game is like gives you an option in your narrative flow that's like, why am I thinking about this? And you can click that, or you can keep going for like three or four more paths down the rabbit hole to like mm-hmm. keep reading about all this stuff about your world, which I love. But like if you continue to chase that, like the further and further down you go, like the more. Honestly, I changed out of Thinker into like a build your own archetype because I kept getting like game over Hobocop screen.
Really?
Yes. Like so many times because like I would just like think about all of the stuff that the world could be and that the world actually was. And then I'd get these intrusive thoughts that were like, why am I doing this? None of this means anything. Everything is meaningless. I'm wasting my time.
Yep.
Become Hobocop. And then game over. There's no other place to go.
I haven't reached that point yet.
Oh, so many times I have come to this point. Oh, so many times.
It's so interesting. I did, I think empath is what I chose.
Interesting.
I'm trying to see. I wrote it down. But I did create my own character, but I went with, no. I went with Inland Empire.
Inland Empire is one of the, things in your thought cabinet. It's one of your skills.
Which I think is
empath. It's one of those.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's in psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went. Sorry, with
just, I pulled up my character sheet so I could like look at all my stats.
Kiss of detective, sign of social realism.
Like that's what it was. Like this is my game over thing that I would get, and it's very frustrating for a person like myself who plays where you like you click on everything that you can and you mm-hmm. want to discover everything that you can because if you do that, you shoot yourself in the foot because the game is like you can't play this way and continue on. Like you don't get it both ways. Like if you play this way,
yeah.
You're going to send yourself into a depressive doom cycle. Like, you can't. Yeah. You can't play this way in this game. So you need to change. You need to change something up. Either play differently or do a different build. I'm trying both. And in my new build, where I custom built it, where I still have, like, get a lot of facts about the world, but also like have a little bit more emotional fortitude. Mm-hmm. whatever the skill in the thought cabinet that's basically gumption, I chose that as my starred stat so I wouldn't doom cycle out again, hopefully. In my new build, I'm like, you can't just do things that you think you would do, you have to do things a little bit differently. So the more I do things for the lulls, the better things are going for my comp.
Really?
Yes. Like I'm like, I now have get some experience points for doing that thing that I just thought would be funny, but apparently the rest of the people in the game took as serious.
Yeah.
I got some experience points for strong arming this person a little bit. Volition. That's the one.
Just like, how do you guys play with your like when you earn skill points? Do you just like top up on your stuff that's already strong, or do you try to bring up the things that are at rock bottom, or do you spend them all to unlock your like thought? Your thoughts thing so you can get little bonuses.
I think I have Inland Empire up to 7, which is the one I started with. Nice. But the others, but then I think I took one in just so I could take hits better, like so I wouldn't get hurt as easily. I took, I don't know, it was one of them. I think maybe endurance, because the game suggested that to me. It was like, hey, if you want to take hits better, take a build up endurance bit. So that's what I did. And then I think I might have put one in, I don't know, in one of the other ones. I mean, I'm basically kind of going, trying to build it how I would want my cop to be, you know? Mm-hmm. And without going too crazy and without being like, I want to select all of them, but also keeping in mind, you know, building up what I want to build up. But as I said, I think I have Inland Empire up to 7, and it's been okay so far. It's been good. Nice. It's been good as far as like, I mean, I haven't spiraled out, so you know,
so many times.
Yeah, I've put some skill points into Inland Empire, even though I'm intellect and my psyche's at 1. Because I think there's a lot of stuff for Inland Empire that like pop that would pop up that I was like, I'm gonna put some stuff into that.
That's kind of how I've done my skill points. Whatever the last thing that I wanted to succeed at that I didn't, I'm like,
oh, that's smart.
As soon as I have points, I'm giving it to you. Yeah, I promise.
That's kind of playing what catch I did up. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Then I put a lot into perception.
That's just good.
I wanted to see things.
Same here.
But overall, it's. This game's wild just because it's unlike any, just like the dialogue choices, the things that you do.
It's a hilarious moment. Did anybody take your partner back to your partner back to your apartment?
I think I might have, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I did.
I just went back to I don't know why. It was like, it was one of those points where I just didn't know what to do at that point. So let me just take him back to my room to see if anything happens. And one of the options was I had to seriously like laugh for a minute. It was, so this is where the magic happens. Oh God. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it's at first I thought, when we started out in like the first hour of this game, I thought it was going to be a big open world, roam all over the place. And, you know, and as it played on and I stayed in the same place and kept going round and round and round, I was like, geez, am I ever, and I don't think you ever leave this area.
You don't need that in your life, Frank.
I know. It's like, it's just the same, almost. It seems like it's going to be the same group. It's just finding different ways to resolve different issues.
I think eventually you can go to some of the neighboring things, but I think there's only like three areas, and each area is about the same size as the starting area.
Okay.
The only reason I think that is because I bought the map in the bookstore. So
it took me the longest time to find that bookstore. For some reason, after the alley, I like went to the bottom of the map and, you know, found the canal and all that. And I'm like, okay. And then I never went that way again. And then I'm like, map, you have to buy a map. Where the hell do you buy the map? Bookstore. Where the hell's the bookstore? Ah, and I discovered that whole area. And it's like, oh, there's all this crap over that here.
I get this kind of question for everybody. Did you guys immediately like start solve the dead body crisis?
Or trying did you to
go
yeah.
off and do things.
Yeah,
it's been kind of a mixed bag for me. I mean, usually, like, I mean, I think, of course, at first until you, well, I mean, you kind of get your partner pretty early, I guess. But at first, I was just kind of, you know, but then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just pretty much like trying to explore where I can right now, and then kind of like, but as I'm going, like I'm solving, like I just figured out that, like I found the bookstore, but I didn't see like that you could go down near the waterway,
mm-hmm.
and where the guys are playing that
bocce ball,
whatever that ball game is.
And then like you can go all the way to the left and go up, and I think that's where I'm at now, is going up that way. Which is where the apartments are and the lady with the boat, which is the last mm-hmm. thing I did, which in fact, I think I have to, I think I'm like I had the conversation with her. I had to have an aside with my partner. And then I think that's where I saved it for the four, like a little over 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But it just turned out that where I was going to was helping me solve the case, you know, I mean, cause you can ask people and the people, you know, you had the whole balcony area there. So it's not like that I'm like sleuthing, like, okay, I gotta check this out. I'm just kind of like, okay, like I'm sure that I'll find out stuff as I walk along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like, I wandered around for a while and then I was like, oh, let me go look at the body. Go look at the body. And then it was like, no, what had happened was I looked at the body and then I failed my check and he threw up. And so mm-hmm. then I had to like,
oh, no.
I had to go find the medicine for the gardener And then, like, when I did that, it took me a while to get back to the body. That's when I found the bookstore. And
did the punk kids laugh at you for throwing up?
Of course.
Oh, the punk kids laughed at everything. Cute animals! Like, oh my gosh, you better be glad I don't have a gun.
I love the punk kids.
It was one of the early things I did was like I found the bookstore and I talked to the little girl outside. That was when I first realized I was like, oh, I'm a thinker, but I'm role playing as the sensitive person. Cause I was all like, wait, you don't, you're out here every day. And yeah, like we talked about Nick Mullen and she, I don't know that whole, this game like changed for me when she gave me the Dick Mullins detective fedora. Cause all of a sudden I'm like, oh,
what?
No, she didn't give me a fedora.
No, yeah, I didn't get one either.
See, it's like you talk to her and you can do things. And I can't remember like what happened, but I went back to her and then she's like, I found this hat for you. And it's a Dick Mullins like detective fedora hat. And like it gives you like a plus one to like something like charisma or something, and it like subtracts something probably more important.
Yeah, wow. A lot of that works that way.
This is the first, talking to this little girl outside the bookstore is the first time I doom spiraled out, because I'd done something earlier. I think I like tried to run away from the cafeteria manager who said I owed him money. Uh-huh. Yeah, I ran into the lady in the wheelchair and knocked her over.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I had lost like whatever your like will is, like I had lost will points or whatever.
The health little.
Yeah, whatever mana points are in this game.
Yeah.
And then I talked to this girl and she was like, well, if you're a detective, detect something. And I failed my detective role. And it was the first time I got the doom spiral. And I was like, really? Because you just couldn't deduce anything talking to the 7-year-old girl. It's just over. It's over.
Oh. You know what I deduced about the little girl?
Did you get a hat?
She keeps her hands folded because she bites her nails because she has anxiety. Because her mom makes her stand out in the cold.
Yeah, because her mom.
I thought it was because it was cold. So you can keep your hands together. But,
yeah. It's these like little things that I did not expect for this game. That like it's funny because I also ran away from the hotel dude, mm-hmm. and I succeeded, and it's funny because when you succeed, the hotel manager's just like very mature, and then I forgot about it because later on you still gotta talk to him, and I went back and talked to him, and it was like. And he was just like, are you going to run away again? Yeah. I was like, oh, I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
That's weird. I just said, okay, I'll, you know, pay you when I can kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you get a quest for like, now you have to give him 130 real or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Which is going to be a long haul.
A lot of money.
Yeah, I think I have like 30.
I found out you can collect cans like a hobo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got the
found the bag to do
the
that.
Bag, which I will say I did like go like Google. I'm like, where do I sell these things? Where do I sell it? And it's like I haven't found that store yet.
Yeah,
because at first I thought it was the pawn shop. The pawn shop is not where you sell your garbage.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's where you sell items.
Yeah,
that's where I went.
I hope that pawn shop owner gave you up the road about that. Pawn shop, sir.
Yeah, I struggled trying. I'm still trying to the bodies. I mean, I guess that's a part of this game that it's just a huge struggle to progress with that body. It's just
Gain the body out of tree.
For a long time, I felt like the that was going to be like when you finish the game is when you finally got the body out of the tree. Just because of how freaking long it took. Yeah. And like, I understand now that that's not the case, but for a long time, that was how I felt.
Yeah.
Just body's because still of in how the many tree for me. Other things you can do.
I got the body down from the tree and yeah.
How did you reach it?
Okay. Well, I guess like, yeah, we're sharing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I forget the line of cause I was like spoilers, but you know, we're talking about it, the game. I forget the line of questioning, but, I had your partner, you suggest he tries to shoot him down and your partner's about to shoot. And then like, one of the kids shouts "Kudo!" and like he misses the shot, and then you can say, "Hey, give me your gun."
Oh,
and
man.
And I could see. I don't remember what the role was, but I can imagine I probably got really lucky, and my character was able to steady his breath, ignore the kids, and shoot, and I was able to shoot the body down. And then there's other stuff you have to do. And then,
no,
like,
I don't think I. Sorry.
Yeah. And then that's where I. Yeah, I think I don't remember what line of questioning got to that point.
He did the gun. I'm pretty sure he shot the gun, but like I didn't ask me if I wanted to take it.
Yeah, I got to that and got that option, but my odds were so low.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, no, I'm not going to burn a. Because yeah. those kind of things, yeah, you burn them around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a copy gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it was, I think I gambled on it, but I don't think it was that low of a thing for me. I forget which stat it was, but it was, I think it was like maybe 50-50 or just a little under 50%. So I was like, I'm going for it. I did that a lot. And I think I've gotten lucky on the ones I've gotten and also gotten lucky on the ones I haven't got because they haven't killed me yet.
Usually if it's below 50%, I don't try. If it's above 50, same. Even by just a couple, like a point or two, I'll try it.
The one that I almost died on, but luckily I just found like a little first aid thing for whatever stat it was I found our jacket. I found the detective jacket.
No.
And it's up like it's up on a roof, like
did
next
you leap?
To the hotel.
Did you jump?
Well, yeah, you have the option to try and jump for it. Mm-hmm. And the odds weren't that bad for me. I think it was like 70%. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm going for it. And then I failed it. And I was so scared that he was just gonna jump off and like that was the end of the game. But but what he does is he runs and then he stops at the edge and he's like, nope. And that's when you're like, your mental fortitude starts dropping. And I had to like immediately use the thing to bring him back. And
yeah.
And your partner's just like, eh. Cause like, he was like, you could jump for it. And then after you tried to jump for it and fail, he's just like, well, I wouldn't have jumped for it. It's like, no. Why'd you tell me to jump for it?
Thanks so much.
I failed. I failed, and then I saved right before I did that. I failed the roll, and then I reloaded, and then successfully rolled.
See, okay. Okay, I wasn't going to admit that, but I did the same thing, and I still failed. And so, which made me mad, because like I said, like it was a 70% chance of success. And so in my head, I was just like, after that reload, I was like, it must like have like a check thing where you can't cheese it like that. But now I know you can. I just got unlucky twice. It was just like, oh, the odds are not in my favor.
Did I love the conversation. Did everybody go to your part? I can't remember his name now. The
Kim Kitsuragi.
Kim. Kim's car, and get on the police radio and call the precinct.
Yes, that was a disgrace.
I love that.
And I'm embarrassed.
I did not admit to losing my gun.
I did.
Oh yeah, no, not the gun.
I admitted
the badge, yes.
Yeah.
Boy, that must have been a big hit.
Oh,
It was horrible. It was the worst.
Yeah, there's a I had to go back to Kim's car a few times for things because once you get the body down, and you that was another pause for me was when I got the body down. You can do like a preliminary examination, and there were some checks to find things, to like add on to the report, and like the game kept hinted like there's more to this to your preliminary autopsy. It's like you, it's like the main game was basically saying you did not get it all, and yet I kept failing the checks of getting it, and like and so there's a moment where Kim's just like, well, do you want to bag the body and move on? And I was like, no. And so like then I spent like the rest of the game like just waiting for like me to do something so I could like redo that check or build it up or earn skill points to so I could make that stat better. But then something Kim said was like, it's like, well, it's cold out here, so the body's already been out here for 7 days. So it's like it's already kind of deteriorated, but we probably shouldn't leave it out here too much longer. And then that was the first time I noticed that oh yeah, time is passing in this game. And then I got really scared, and I was like, even though I knew I missed something with the autopsy, I'm like, bag it.
Yep.
Oh, did any there was one point, speaking of the police radio, where you had to call, what's her name? Sylvia, I think her name was.
Yeah, or, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. And there was a weird option where I sort of come on that Sylvia.
Yeah.
And that went into an entire shit show when you go back to the cafeteria, the guy who runs the
Oh, that's
He was not happy.
Yeah.
I did it. I went the other direction, and I was like, I played like Wingman and stuff, and I went back and was like, you know, she's actually into you, and like she would have liked to grab dinner. It was just bad timing. And the hotel guy was like, oh, thanks. I hate you. Wow. But thanks. You know? Wow.
Yeah, believe me, the dialogue in the other direction is way in the,
in the other direction.
Oh, did anyone have the weird interaction with the woman on the intercom in the building?
Yes. It had to be a recording.
Oh, that was...
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I'm sorry. It was, yeah, because I guess my deduction skills, I guess... Mm-hmm. After about 5 minutes, he deduces, yeah, this is a recording.
Oh, okay.
Oh, mine did not deduce that. But there's, that's probably where I spent probably the biggest, like, single chunk of time was, like, me just exploring the ghost D&D game robot in that building. and then the weird polar bear fridge down in the basement.
What? Polar bear fridge,
which yeah you have to like go downstairs, it's a whole thing, which oh my gosh, I just made this connection. When you get the body down and like you do the autopsy and like the game's telling you that there's something you could miss, Kim says like if we had a way to preserve the body. And now I remember that's why I had to go back talk to hotel managers, because I tried to convince them to put the dead body in his fridge, and he's like, no. And then I went in the kitchen and I talked to the chef in the kitchen who doesn't speak English, and that's like a whole fun little dialogue thing.
Yeah.
But then like after talking to the chef, he's like, oh, because there's this whole thing of like Kim trying to explain like what a body is and getting it into the fridge, and then the whole conversation ends with just the chef going, oh, it would fit. Don't fit. But I just remember now, because I found that polar bear fridge after the fact, after I had already bagged the body and stuff. That fridge, because it's powered on, and your character's like, why is there a powered on bear fridge in this abandoned building? You could probably dump the body in there.
Wow.
But I missed that opportunity. So I'm just, if you guys find the bear fridge and you still have the body, see if you can tough stuff the body in the bear fridge.
Nice. Nice.
Did I love anybody... that's a sentence of this game.
Did anybody go over and see the, I guess, the where the dock workers are striking?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to that side of the map at all.
Talk to the dude over there.
I talked to the dude and I got the key to open the door.
Oh, jeez.
Nice. How did you do that?
Yeah.
So I talked to the union boss at the end. He was like, "You seem like a guy that opens doors." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." So basically I was like, "All right, fine. I'll just take this job. Tell me what I need to do." So he was like, "Go and talk to Jose or whoever it was, and he'll give you the key or whatever." So I don't know. I was just stumbling around and I bumped into the guy, and I was talking to him, and then he gave me the key, and then the game crashed.
No.
Oh. And then I didn't have time to play the game again after that. So I don't know what happened after that.
So the big meathead dude that's over there, honestly, was like one of the most intimidating parts of this for me, because I was like, I am not gonna succeed, and I don't know how to deal with this dude other than like picking a fight with him. And I don't really feel comfortable just being like, yeah, you can just continue to be like, I agree with you that workers need rights and stuff like that, but I'm not gonna just be casually racist with you to let this thing go through. And I'm like, okay, but I might have to in order to succeed on this thing. It's very uncomfortable.
Well, it seems
I had watched a playthrough, and I think the person, I think they had actually fought the guy. They knocked him out.
Yeah, I did not pick the physical build for this thing, so I would not be succeeding on that.
We thinkers think, don't fight.
Yeah. We don't fight.
No, we think. It took me a while to realize what you could do with that last thing with the headphones or whatever, I don't know what they call it, where you think about a problem.
Oh yeah, the thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah, the thoughts. I didn't realize, how that worked. So it was like, oh. And then I read that you can use skill points to open up more of those.
Yeah.
As you go.
I used 2 skill points to unlock 2 more. And like, I don't think any of the thoughts I'm thinking are helpful. One of them is called finger guns.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's another one. Oh man, I should have took a screenshot. There was one game up.
Yeah, related to the body where, I mean, I threw up like 3 times. You know.
Wow.
And then finally it says, you know, you can screw down your courage if you think about this. And it was the problem solution. And it takes about an hour in game for it to work. And then you can take down the body. Yeah.
Yeah. Not that was the first one I did. Yeah.
You can examine the body. You can fully examine the body.
Yes.
So that was the first time I realized, oh, but the other two are like 6 hours long to unlock.
Hmm.
So again, this is it's probably my fault because I didn't realize I played 6 hours until it was too late. But did any of you guys actually finish the day?
No,
not yet.
The whole 24 hours? Because that's when I stopped, is because when it gets close to 20 to like the 24 hour mark, it's like the game will pretty much, I think it's Kim, or either you have a thought pop up in your head, but basically it's like, hey, it's real late. It's becoming night. You don't want to be out here, and like you're basically forced to have to go back to the hotel, and whether you have money or not, you have to deal with the hotel manager. I don't know what happens if you don't do it right, but yeah, that's where I stopped. But I only interviewed because I was doing so much things, it's like I only interviewed one of the three people you're supposed to interview, I think. And that was the lady on the boat. Which I will say, like, whatever my questioning was for that, it went down this weird existential, like, rabbit hole. And, like, my brain had to just, like, zone off because there were so many words. Like, but then I do remember at some point, it randomly, like, the only option I had to respond to her that, like, wouldn't have ended the conversation was, like, or no, I didn't end up picking it, but one of the options just was random, like, hey, you want to sleep together? Like, it's just like,
yeah,
it
was like out of the blue, right?
And I was, and I purposely, like, for my first build, I picked someone who wasn't as physical and wasn't as emotional just so that I could, like, have the more, like, rational, logical responses. And as soon as I picked a build that put more points into those other things, then I started getting more of those options. And I was like, this is why I didn't pick this.
So I don't want to do this.
So many thought options that I'm just like, I no. Why would you think that? Why?
Well, and I think that's one of the things I love about this, like, yeah, protagonist, for sure, is that, like, no matter what kind of, like, archetype you want, you know, it's like you are still this, like, this, like, bum drunk cop.
For sure.
Yeah, there's some real pathetic options. Sometimes, like, I forget, I don't know who was the guy who owns the hotel. Well, one of the, like, the pawn shop, maybe it was the pawn shop or the bookstore, you just out ask for money. It's like, can you give me some money?
You can do that with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I asked the lady on the boat for money.
Oh, how true.
Well, I was going to, but then Kim stopped me and was like, I don't know. Was it Kim that stopped me? Was it my own thoughts? I think it was my own thoughts that stopped me.
Oh,
yes.
Like,
yes, because I did the same thing. Yeah.
I went to, because, like, I had exhausted all options. And then, like, this was, like, the last thing I could ask her. And Kim told me to be, like, you know, like, be crazy with what you ask her, like, throw her off, you know? And I was like, okay. Like, you know, so, like, I went to ask her for money, like, after a couple other things that I chose. And my thoughts were like, hey, wait, what are you doing? Like, you can't, yeah, you can't do that. Like, this is a respectable woman. Look at yourself.
Yeah.
And my guy was like, well, hey, I think I'm fine. Like, I think I'm good. And it was like, no, are you kidding me? She's this and this. Look at you. And I was like, you're like, you know, it was funny. But then that also kind of goes into, like, I noticed, I mean, and rightfully so, because, again, you're a cop that woke up, you had sold your gun, you had lost your badge, you were naked for the, you know, I think except underwear, couldn't remember anything. And I mean, but it's so rightfully so, but, like, the beginning of the game, especially, and even 4 hours in, so much self-loathing
in this
character. Yeah. Like, there were points where it kind of bothered me,
mm-hmm,
honestly, but, like, you know, I always tried to have his thoughts encourage him, like, when I could. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, like, you do, I mean, anyone in that situation would probably be like, either be like, you know, like, I don't care attitude about it, or like, whatever, or be like, wow, this is horrible. You know, like, I am a horrible person. Well, so I thought that was really interesting. But that kind of went into the whole, like, that played into the whole, like, asking the woman for money.
I asked a lot of people for money. Because that option showed up. Then there, the guy that has, like, the thrift store in the down towards the bottom across from the pawn shop, the guy who's just, like, buys car and stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy with the speakers. Once again, I don't remember the exact line of dialogue, but, like, I was talking with him, and then, like, I joked about money or being a customer or something. And like, there was a skill check, and I was just like, I don't, sure, I'll gamble on this skill check. And I succeeded. And I was just like, he's like, hey, if you want loyal customers, you gotta grease the wheels or something like that. Like, that's what you say. And the guy's like, you know, you're right. And he gave me like $12.
Oh my God.
Like 12 real. And I was like, whoa.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Man. I'm really I want to see what happens when you sing karaoke.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Do you sing karaoke, Jonathan?
You have to find a copy of the song again, yeah. Which I haven't found yet. But there is a point, because like at night when you have to go back to the hotel for the night and stuff, like your thoughts will stop you and be like, look at that karaoke machine, you know, and especially if you'd like already talked with some people about that like weird song you apparently sang all night that was like really depressing or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which I think Sylvia mentions it. And then the woman you first talk to when you leave your room, they both mention it and stuff. And like your brain, it's like the whole dialogue options of like, it's like, you should sing karaoke. What? Are you sure? Yes. Yes, you should. And then it goes on and on. And then it's like, well, what would I sing? Something fun? And then your thoughts are like, no, you sing that sad song, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I got that like the first time that I went into the lobby.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't get it until later when there was actually people there and there's like a disco going on at night.
Yeah. Oh, did anyone? I mean, I'm assuming everyone had their necktie talk to them. Like, that's the best.
No.
What? Am I the only person that had a talking necktie?
How did you get your necktie to talk to you?
Wait a minute.
tell us this story now.
Yeah.
Well, there's no like actual story. I mean, like, but I just found my necktie and I don't remember what tipped it off. I think it was maybe in the apartment, even. It was early on. That the necktie started talking to me, and my character was like, wait, did I just respond to a talking necktie? Is my necktie like talking to me in my mind?
I don't even remember that.
And like, and the thing will say like necktie, like it has another like describe, like descriptor before it. But yeah, like, so every once in a while, my necktie will talk to me about something. Usually it's something like random and crazy. Or like, I think it usually tries to get me to do something like unexpected and wild.
Mm. Okay.
And then another thought will step in and be like, no, 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 no. Like, you can't do this. Like,
okay. Important question.
Yes.
How much drugs have you done in this game?
I've done none.
None.
Really?
Yeah.
No drugs. Holy crap.
I know. Because the magnesium is like your mana stat health boost thing.
I haven't taken any magnesium.
So like, I mean, I had to take it cause I was about to die, you know, cause I lost health.
Do you take it automatically or because I couldn't.
You have to click on it.
Okay.
And I kind of love that, like, the electrochemistry stat is like the antagonist of the game. Like your own stat is the antagonist of this game, because it's like every time it was just electrochemistry pops up. Hey, he seems like he's high. You should ask him if he's high. What is he smoking? It's just like, and it was, but yeah, no, I haven't, I did fail a thing when I was trying to steal from the drunk in the hotel, because I fumbled my check trying to steal stuff from him, and the hotel manager caught me, and he's like, ooh, leave the customers alone, after that, it was like, the like electrochemistry stat like starts talking to you. You're like, oh man, he's he's really plastered, you know? It would probably help your headache if you just, you know, drink alcohol. And then all of a sudden it became a quest line. It was like, find booze. It's like, yeah. it's a sub quest.
Yeah, I have that. It's like, find alcohol to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like thinking, I'm like, I thought, because the way I was playing, I was kind of like under the assumption that he was like, I really shouldn't be drinking. And then that whole thing comes up of like, I should really get a drink. It was kind of confusing and counterintuitive that, you know, you have these two counterintuitive or just like the dueling plot points or stories. Yeah. Where it's just like, what are you supposed to do here? But
yeah, sorry, I was looking up horrific necktie dialogue from Google.
Did anybody have a lovely experience with the head of the body?
No, I don't think so.
I did. You could, like, at least with my character, like, there's like, it's a check, and it's like, ask the body what happened to him. Who is he? Kind of thing. And like, if you pass the check, all of a sudden the body's like, I don't know. You tell me who I am. You know, kind of thing. It goes to this weird.
No,
like,
I meant when you autopsied the body. If you got to autopsy.
I mean, I did the field
autopsy. You can like essentially like trace a bullet hole through the through the skull and like reach your entire hand and basically like bone rip open the skull, and it makes a lovely crunching splurt noise.
No, I did not.
Nope.
I did not do that.
Yep.
Yeah, the body is still in the tree, so no.
Still in the tree for me, and there's something that happens along that whole thing with the body with Kim that I do remember having the conversation with the body, but I don't know what triggered it or how I got there.
You can have a couple of them, I think, because it's like once you unlock it, like if the body's still there, you can ask it again.
So many, God, there's so many different paths, and it does, you know, it's because it's like, which I'm so, you know, took me a while to slowly realize with this game, it's like, you know, don't sweat it if you fail on something like this, because you just have to do something totally divergent from that, and it'll open up a path to it, you know, down the line or something like that. You know, the throwing up with the body and stuff like that. And yeah, Kim missed the shot on mine and I didn't take the shot, so he's still up in the tree.
And the fact that they're doing or did all voice acting for all the paths.
It'll be interesting to see when that update hits in March. It's one of the new features for the Final Cut version.
I almost hate this. You know, it's like this game. It's like, you know, maybe this is a minus in my thought, but it was like, you have to, it's almost like you have to play it for a couple hours to get the feel of it. And then it's like, okay, now I know how this game works, you know, not works, but, you know, what, you know, the methodology of this game. So now I can go back and start without not screw up all the things I screwed up early on.
And I love how just like your inner like monologues in your head of all the stats and stuff, how they all like bicker with each other and talk, and it's something they remember every dialogue choice you make in this game is remembered and is tallied somewhere.
If you find your case file, which I think, where did I find it?
It's in the garbage can.
Oh yeah,
in
yeah,
the dumpster.
It unlocks your stats, and you can go see what your stats are. Like you know, as a police officer.
Yeah, which I don't know if it's the same for everybody, but like my cop, like his stats, like showed like he was apparently like the best cop ever, and like and Kim's just like, what? You're like in a very polite way. He's like, what the hell?
Oh, nobody solves that many cases, kind of thing.
But no, when it comes to the, you know, because the more people you talk to, the more like the whole, you know, are you, you know, pro government, pro people, are you communist or kind of thing, and like me being me, I'm always like choosing the non-committal answer, and like. Mm. And then, like at some point after I did that, like the voices in my head are like, "Are you seriously that guy?" It's like they're like pick a side. Come on. Like they're like they're harassing me for being non-committal. And it's like, and I think that also goes. I've shared a screenshot in here how there's a part where they just start talking to you, and it's just like. It's like, what kind of person are you? And the voice is like, before you could like choose, the voice is like, you're a person who says sorry too much, or something like that. And then one of the options is like, no, I'm not. I'm different. And like, and it says, no, you don't. Come on, you'll be back to saying sorry in 2 minutes. Stop wasting time. You know. And then the option is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Exactly. Yeah, I remember that.
And then it unlocks this thought called rigorous self-critique, and I'm still thinking about it to see what it unlocks.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Oh boy.
I checked those unlocks are in game, so it's like if you take a nap or you read a book, you know, the time passes, so it's not like six gameplay hours.
Yeah, I will say it does not work for when you. Take a nap and then go to the next day when you go to bed at night. Because that's like a big game moment story wise where it's like that's obviously like a funnel point to get you back to a, like mm-hmm. a gameplay story moment. They're like, this is your first day, you know, and you have some nice character moments with Kim at the end of the day. Well, at least I did. I don't know if you guys will.
God knows.
Character. But I was like really hoping that like I wake up the next day and it's like all my thoughts. But apparently when you go to bed like for good for the night, it doesn't. Like I think it knocks 1 hour down off your thought process, your thought cabinet. But you can pass it other ways with like the books and stuff, which I have not had money to buy the books.
Me neither. Yeah, I'm down.
But like that's okay because I got the Dirk Mullins hat.
Oh yeah, you got. I bought sunglasses off the junk dealer at the bottom of the map.
I probably should have bought something from him, considering he paid me $12.
Yeah, really.
But I didn't.
You pay me money. I don't pay you money.
You're just taking the money. That's it.
What are you gonna do with that money, Jonathan?
No, I'll go back. I'll go back when I could like redo the check to find the good stuff.
Yeah, he's gonna go back and spend like 30 cents on a toenail clipper or something.
Nah, I forget why, but it's like I want new shoes because the green like leather shoes he has. I forget what negative effect they have, but I'm like I want to get rid of them.
I even noticed they had a negative effect.
I forget which stat it is that gives it a negative effect, but.
Wow. I was looking at some photos that I took of some of the dialogue. Yeah, I love the just inward struggle, like the inward dialogue, like, you know, like I love like they've made the thought process part of the game, like a huge part of the game, like you know, like having these warring thoughts between different portions of your brain space, and letting you choose like which one you will sometimes choose which one you listen to, but just hearing their different opinions, it's so fascinating. I love it. Love it.
I just remembered, because I only took like 3 screenshots that I was looking through, and I just remember one of my favorite moments early in game, when you first meet Kim.
Yes.
And you realize he's waiting for your name.
Mm-hmm.
You guys probably got the same thing, but I failed that check for conceptualization for the name. And the name my character immediately said was, he comes up with the name and then you could choose to say it to Kim or not. And the name I got was Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. and I was like, and that was the failed thing. And the options are, it's so cool. Second option, very cool, but would I come off like a douche if I call myself that? Or 3, it's very, very cool, but maybe just a bit too ostentatious. And then choice number 4 is, my name is Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau.
Nice.
I did that. I picked number 4 and I told Kim my name was Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. And
Kim was probably like, no.
Like, Kim just goes, sure.
Kim's I could tell Kim was done with our shit as soon as he started.
Kim is way too good of a person to be.
He really is. Honestly.
I feel really bad for him.
The best thing about the whole failing the name check thing is from then on, so many times throughout my playthrough so far, there has been an option for you to still call yourself Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau to people. Even at this point, I think I figured out my real name, and it's still an option to say, my name is Raphael Cousteau. like when you're like talking on the radio, that was an option.
Jacques Cousteau.
I love it. I love it. So what did y'all think? What do y'all think about the artwork in this game?
Oh, it's so pretty.
And the music.
Really interesting. Yeah, it's definitely different than, most.
I effing love it. go ahead, Frank. Sorry.
I mean, it's at first you're like, what? But it's growing on me. It's like, it's a style and it's definitely different and it's, I'm appreciating it. So yeah, I'm liking it. Yeah.
I love it so much. Like I remember, how did I get those? It must've been a PAX or a convention where, I think it was definitely before the game was released then. I picked up a couple of cause they had different cards there, like postcards that had some of the artwork on it. One of them was Kim actually that I picked up. I loved it then, and I was like, I don't know what this game's going to be like, but I like this. I like this artwork a lot. Like, I like it a lot. Even knowing that's what it was going to look like going into it, and I had, of course, seen screenshots and had watched maybe about a total of an hour, maybe an hour and a half of a Twitch streamer playing through it. So I knew what to expect, but I think that it just blew me away that the menu screen was beautiful. And then seeing that each of the, I don't know what to call them. What did y'all call them? The thought things, thought cabinets, thought cabinet has its own illustration that when you look at it and you think about what it's called, it makes sense in a way if you're looking at it in a very abstract way, of course, but I'm just blown away by it. I really am. I think that floored me when I saw that each one had its own artwork. And
The overall style of the game reminds me a lot of Sanitarium. which is a game that came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very like top down point and click ish adventure.
Yeah.
Type of game.
Yeah.
So yeah, it and it's weird because you would think that there would have been another game with this style between 98 and now. But it seems like it's taken this long for someone to come out with another game in this kind of like genre to have this type of art style.
Yeah. At least for the gameplay style. I know
League of Legends or stuff like that comes to mind. Like you also have like Diablo and
Planescape Torment, I think was the, at least from the creators, was the biggest influencer. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like there are other games in this kind of like style ish, but aren't in this like genre. So
true. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love the like, I mean Steph mentioned it, like just the title screen. I love the contrast of like the bright oranges and the blues.
I want that on my wall.
The watercolors. But then I also kind of love the terrifying, beautiful art portraits for when you complete a thought from your thought cabinet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you, because I just like stare at those and I'm just like, what am I looking at?
I love them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably my favorite in the game. I mean, like, I love everything else, but like the thought cabinet stuff, just I want them all. I'm really upset. I mean, I know that they have it. And I think, it might have been post-stream last week we were talking about it, but I know that they have a digital art book, but I really, really, really want a physical art book.
Like, you can get it. You just have to buy the physical game for PlayStation and pay $250.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Me either.
So I really wish, if Zayam ever listens to this, which I doubt you will, but if you do, we need an art book,
please.
Because I would love that. I love it. Yeah. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that y'all want to talk about?
Just real quick, because I just remembered it.
Yeah.
The two guy, old guys playing bocce ball or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And like I was gonna, what?
Piton. This is the actual game in France, which I only know because I watched all of Rick Steves' back catalog on Hulu while I was doing laundry in college. Yes,
oh,
that's the real thing.
Oh. Goodness.
Yes. Well, sorry.
I didn't learn that because my character didn't even learn what the game was, because I don't know if anyone else had this, but I was talking to him and I was like getting ready to ask him questions about the murder or whatever. But then like there's a thought process of like, oh, they're playing a game with a ball. It's like, you know how to play this game. It's like, these are the kind of guys, they won't talk to you unless you play their game. It's right there. And it was like, and then like character's like, are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it? And then like they did like three checks.
Mm-hmm.
And I succeeded on all three of them. And it was like, you got this. You know how to play this game. Everything. And like your character goes up, picks up the ball, and like just punts it into the ocean.
Wow. And, oh, yours went into the ocean?
Yeah, and you just punt it in the ocean, and like your thoughts are all like, yeah, that was great distance. You rocket this game and everything. And then they start yelling at
so
you.
Bad.
Like,
ah, so
you
bad.
Throw my air bowl.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me.
I think I walked up and it was sort of like the same, but it was like my mind was going like, yeah, do this. You can do this. Go ahead. Go for it. And I go for it, and it's sort of like, yeah, take the two steps, and then like sort of like just it just sort of like falls out of my hands into the pit, like a horrible thing. And it's like a little bit of negativity, but not. I didn't punt it into the ocean. Oh my god!
Oh yeah, no, they like they required me to they're like, you have to go find us a replacement ball so we can finish.
Oh.
The game. And like, and then it became a side quest.
Was that with the little punks?
Oh no, these were the old men.
Oh.
And luckily I did actually find the replacement ball, but then by the time I came back outside to the area, it was night and the characters weren't there anymore. But you could get a ball, I'm assuming it's the right ball, but you can find a ball in the deserted gym. That you can find upstairs from the bookshop.
Spoilers. Oh my gosh. Anything else y'all want to chat about before we close up for this week? All right. Well, it was a lovely, for some of you, 6 hours. Some of us, you know, but anyways, you'll probably be fine when it gets to the end. I have a feeling that it's going to be like 4, 4, 4, 4. And then at the end, it's going to be like, okay, just finish it. And it's going to be like 10 hours later.
Yep.
So you may be smarter for that, but I'm still going to say play 4 hours or, you know, around that. And we'll just talk again next week. Yeah, so next week, week 2 of Disco Elysium. And we'll be playing this, as I said, for the next like 5 or 6 weeks. So it'll be a bit. So if you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under the Game Chat for our past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat. Or search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're continuing our discussion on Disco Elysium. So until then, thanks for listening. I'll chat to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.